A Washington nurse is being honored by the state for his service with the American Red Cross.
I don't do it for the recognition, but to have this award is just an extra bonus.
That's Dan Luthi, winner of the Governor's Volunteer Service Award for the West Central Region. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Thursday, September 17th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria City County Health Department Administrator Monica Hendrickson says they're keeping a close eye on Bradley University. They want to see if the two-week all-student quarantine is getting the COVID-19 spread on campus under control. Tim Shelley reports.
From September 8th through the 11th alone, Hendrickson says the health department identified 110 COVID-positive Bradley students.
This reset, we're all monitoring because that time period was really on the early side of the quarantine period that Bradley imposed. And so we want to see how that mitigation effort is slowing down the transmission as we monitor it each day.
Hendrickson says the virus is spreading largely outside the classroom setting. Bradley University President Stephen Standiford says the quarantine will last through September 23rd. The one-week campus positivity rate sits above 14% currently.
If we can get to a point where it's under control and it seems to have, run to a point where we know there's going to be some community transmission but not the level of a spike, then kind of reopening and going back to previous are those steps are something to look at.
Hendrickson says that may look similar to a step the University of Illinois implemented where students returned to in-person classes but were still otherwise considered quarantined. Bradley will make a decision about resuming classes in person on September 21st. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Woodford County man in his 90s is the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19-related death. He had underlying health problems and lived in a long-term care facility, and the region's death toll now stands at 65. Health officials reported 109 new COVID-19 cases Wednesday, bringing the region's total to 4,902 since the start of the pandemic. Bradley University is disciplining students who fail to comply with the school's mandatory quarantine, and Governor J.B. Pritzker is standing firm with the decision to postpone high-risk school sports this fall. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Dan Luthi of Washington has been a nurse for about 7 years. His service with the American Red Cross has earned him recognition as one of this year's Governor's Volunteer Service Award winners. Luthi tells Joe Deacon he first became interested in volunteer work while he was in nursing school.
I went through a public health clinical, and the nurse that I was following, she was involved in disaster planning for the county that we were in. And while I was watching what her daily duties were, she was encouraging me to figure out some way for me to volunteer and give back to my community while I was a nurse. And she knew of Red Cross, and she told me, she said, hey, when you graduate, Red Cross is always looking for new volunteers, and this would be a great opportunity for you to be able to learn a lot, and I think you'd really enjoy it. So when I graduated, the local hospitals in the Peoria area weren't immediately hiring new grads at the time right away. So you have the option, do I stay home and listen to your mom nag you about the next interview you're going to go do, or are you going to see what else there is out there in the community? So I remembered the advice that nurse had given me, and I applied to be a volunteer with Red Cross. Of course, they were very happy to have me. And later on that year, in November, the tornado actually went through Washington. So I ended up being one of the nurses that helped to take care of people at one of the main shelters.
Aside from that, what other kind of volunteer work have you been doing over the years?
I was born and raised out in California, quite involved with Special Olympics out there. I find it's a lot better if you're involved in the community rather than being bored and kind of hanging out and not really doing much, if you find ways to use your skills and to fill the time that you have when you're not at work, it's very gratifying. You feel like you're more useful if you can help to fill a need that exists out there. It really helps just to be able to know who your neighbors are and figuring out what your local community is up to.
What was your first reaction to learning you'd been chosen for the Governor's Volunteer Service Award?
I was surprised. It's a very huge honor. I, of course, don't think of what I do as being that big, but when the people who I volunteer with told me that they had nominated me and then I found out that I was chosen, it's just a huge honor to not only represent the American Red Cross, but represent the Peoria area and kind of represent those in our community that are volunteers. And I am very happy to volunteer, and I enjoy what I do. I don't do it for the recognition, but to have this award, it's just an extra bonus. So I am very honored and very blessed, and I was quite surprised.
That's Dan Luthi of Washington talking to WCBU's Joe Deacon. For more of the conversation and for more details on Luthi winning the Governor's Service Award, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Junior League of Peoria and Phoenix Community Development Services are hosting a Soda Grow Community Garden open house tonight at 5. See what's growing and celebrate with the collaborators. Social distancing will be enforced and masks are required. Find location and other info on their Facebook page. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance, and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.